From the studios of New Radio, I'm Tim Coles, and welcome to another edition of Ask Mr. Quantum and Mrs. Quantum. We're joined by Aaron Helgeson and Nathan Drager from Quantum PC in Sturgeon Bay, and with cybersecurity being a major issue in national news lines, gas pipelines, JBS in Green Bay had to shut down for a few days because of a cyber attack. Makes us wonder, what should local businesses and even residents do? Nathan, Aaron, first of all, when you hear about these cyber attacks on businesses, Nathan, you even mentioned before we came on, the city of Atlanta had an issue with this as well. Being in the industry that you are, what pops up in your mind when you hear something like this occur?
Sure. Well, first of all, there's a big publicity when it's Fortune 500 companies and very large organizations that get hit, you know, with ransomware or maybe a public utility or something that affects, you know, millions of people potentially. But truth is, there's a lot of very small businesses and individuals getting hit with these attacks every single day, locally and all over.
Mm-hmm. And have you received phone calls at all, Aaron, when you're at the help desk with people saying, oh, shoot, if it can happen to these guys, am I protected? Is this something I should be keeping an eye out on?
You bet. It's a very legitimate thing, especially for regular people. You get an email from a friend saying, hey, could you do me a favor? I'm somewhere else and I need a gift card for my niece. Could you go to the store and buy me this gift card? And so you go to the store, you're like, oh, I'm going to help my neighbor out, of course. So you go and you buy this gift card and you scratch off the serial number and you reply to the email. So now you're out this money, but the email is not actually going to your friend. It's going somewhere else and it's not legitimate. So that's a very common one that we see very often.
We'll bust out the tech dictionary a little bit here. You hear ransomware, spyware, malware, and things like that. What's the difference between those, and how do people get those onto their computers that can obviously wreak some havoc?
Sure. Well, when we talk about ransomware, which is, you know, specifically the attack we hear a lot about in the news, these are attack vectors that start with malware that'll basically encrypt the entire contents of a computer or network and then demand ransom for payment to unlock them. So when we look at like what Aaron is talking about with exploitation, like with a gift card or something, that is a different type of attack than ransomware. Somewhere and would typically be called a phishing attack. A phishing attack is when you get, you know, emails that are generated towards you that look like legitimate emails from maybe a financial institution or in this case, you know, a friend or somebody asking for money that, you know, are targeted to try to fool you into giving something up. Beyond these, you know, social engineering attacks, we also see a lot of tech support scams, which can originate from a phone call or like a pop-up on a computer. This is a type of attack where a bad actor tries to get access to your computer by basically convincing you to hand over the keys to the castle, maybe talking you into opening a link for remote support software so they can connect to you and then, you know, perform malicious activities on your machine from there.
How often do you still see, you know, you might get that ad, that drop down ad on a web browser, for example. People click on the ad, they want to see product A or read more about X, and all of a sudden their computer starts going crazy and downloading weird things like that. Is that still something that we're seeing a lot, or are antivirus programs doing their job when it comes to that?
Well, you know, anti-malware solutions do a very good job in a lot of computers. All computers now come, you know, with some type of built-in antivirus and anti-malware protection. So there's a lot less of like the spammy and scammy like pop-up ads and things out there on the internet on legitimate websites. The problem is when people get into some more unsavory and questionable type websites, the advertisements on those can often lead to very bad places on the internet. So good examples of this are when, you know, maybe these too good to be true stories and you're out, you know, maybe looking at adult natured things on the internet and you click a link that says there's 200 sexy singles in Sturgeon Bay ready to meet you right now. And you go in there and punch your credit card number in, you know, those are still the types of things that are going to get you in trouble. But if you're over on Amazon, just searching through products, the likelihood of clicking on a link that's infected with malware is very, very low. So we always always try to preach on safe browsing habits, and it's very easy to say, but it is kind of difficult to follow. But, you know, when we're, I always like to pretend, you know, that like someone's looking over my shoulder when I'm using a computer, and kind of use that to define what a safe browsing habit is. If I'm sitting there and someone's looking over my shoulder, there's certain websites that I just wouldn't be comfortable visiting, and those are often the places where the bad guys are hiding viruses and malware and stuff.
I'm glad somebody else uses the old, hey, grandma's looking over my shoulder type of deal. If you want to browse at it with grandma looking over your shoulder, you probably shouldn't be clicking on the link.
Absolutely. And truth be told, a lot of this stuff, especially with the exploitation type attacks, are coming, you know, from pornographic websites and other adult-natured things. Now, to kind of explain how this blackmail works, and you know, it's really coined sextortion is the term for it. But, you know, basically, a law-abiding citizen could be on the internet, let's say, browsing pornography and looking at it on his computer, minding his own business. Later that day, he would get an email saying, hey, I know that you were looking at these videos, and I have a copy of all of the contacts on your computer and your messenger list, and if you don't send me one Bitcoin right now, I'm going to send a video of you watching these adult videos online to everybody on your contact list. I'm going to send it to the people at your church. I'm going to send it to everybody in your family, and I want payment within 2 hours. This is a sextortion attack that comes through these malicious links and these bad places on the internet. And what can often happen, the person on the other end thinks, oh no, I did visit a pornographic website and these people have a recording of me, which is classic blackmail. Nothing potentially illegal went on here, but there could be, you know, serious implications if those things were released to the public. So it's not uncommon for people in positions of power, for people in important positions in the community, to be hit with these blackmail attacks and immediately pay the ransom to these actors to try to shuffle this under the rug. A lot of this money goes to fuel terrorist organizations that go on to launch attacks against America and things, and it continues a perpetual cycle. One of the only successful tactics for fighting sextortion and blackmail attacks in the cybersecurity world is through education, because if a person doesn't know that these attacks exist and they fall into that trap where they think that their browsing habits could be revealed to their family members, they're going to pay the ransom. So these are very effective attacks. A lot of people might be embarrassed to bring this to an IT store or to someone they trust or something, but it's very important that we, you know, take care of these issues and educate the community so that we can stop this, you know, now.
And when you look at some of these cyber attacks as well, you know, you can be in that situation and go, as well, if it happens to these guys, what chance do I have? You know, it's easy for one company to maybe come up with the money for a ransomware attack, but I know I couldn't pay $1 million or $1 billion or a Bitcoin or anything like that. What kind of solutions do people have to maybe protect themselves? Because, you know, just because a $1 billion company may have not been able to protect themselves there are some solutions where people can put up those lines of defense at home and in their small businesses.
Certainly, and the solutions are similar for a home or a business, but absolutely, a computer has to have up-to-date and properly functioning security software. It's absolute necessity. You can't just, you know, let the guard down and just hope for the best here. I mean, you have to take an effort to make sure your security software is active, up-to-date, working, and functioning properly. Now, with a Mac computer, this comes, you know, included in the operating system, and it also does with Windows machine, with Windows Defender, but those are free and basic solutions. We recommend, you know, stepping up into advanced web protection. We use Malwarebytes endpoint protection, but we recommend getting into a subscription product that offers a little bit more robust protection and some additional layers of protection. Beyond that, antivirus technology, a person really needs to, again, practice safe browsing habits. And you can have the best antivirus in the world, but if you know, are really going out there deep on the web and, again, getting into some of these things that just, you know, are already kind of leading towards a bad reputation and things, you still have to be careful out there. The antivirus isn't an end-all, be-all, but that's definitely, you know, the first place we like to start.
And Aaron, this is actually a good time for maybe people, if they have a computer, especially if they're acting slowly, to bring them in, get that computer tuned up. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Absolutely. It is good to bring your computer in to a professional once a year, same as you bring your car in for maintenance. You need to do that with your computer. We demand a lot out of our technology, especially lately, so we need to give it a little TLC. So bring it in, we'll physically clean out the machine, and then we do go through it and we clean out cookies and just browsing history and just all these other little bits and pieces that seem to accumulate on your computer just from being on the internet. And once you can kind of go through and clean some of that stuff out, you're going to notice an improvement in how your machine runs.
And Quantum PC also offers some help in that security realm as well. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. We have managed security programs. And really beyond, you know, security and having that antivirus, we also provide backup solutions, which are extremely important alongside that security, especially when you're talking about ransomware. Mm-hmm. So, again, even with the best security technology in the world, a person could potentially, you know, still find themselves facing some issues. And that's where being able to restore from them backups immediately is really important. When we see these high priority or these high profile hacks out there and these ransomware attacks, these could immediately be mitigated with a good set of backups. You know, the beef supplier gets hit with ransomware, I mean, their IT people should that day be immediately restoring backups. When we see the ransomware get paid, or we see these week or 2 or 3 week long outages, it's because they have no backups on site, or their backups have failed, or their backups were also encrypted. So, you know, keep those machines secure, keep those backed up. We offer a Quantum Care package that covers everything and also includes unlimited remote support. This is a great option for a home or a business to keep all of the devices connected, secured, available, backed up, and ready to roll.
And you bring up a good point with those backups as well, because if you do get hit with a virus or something like that, you know, residents, I mean, I know I have music, I have pictures of my kids, I have a lot of important files that if the only solution is to wipe out the hard drive, well, you're wiping out a whole boatload of memories. If you're a small business and you have a bunch of important files, you know, those files are gone. So a good backup system is probably something that people should look into.
Absolutely. I think it's probably one of the most important areas of information technology. It's a big part of our role as professional providers in the community. We recommend and suggest what's called a 3-2-1 backup strategy for all of our clients. That's 3 copies of your data on 2 separate types of media, and one of those copies has an air gap. It's off-site somewhere. So we achieve this using cloud backups is one way to easily achieve this. We can beam information to the cloud and then replicate it to make sure there's multiple copies of your data, you know, stored somewhere away from your home in case there was a fire or natural disaster. But with some of our clients here in Door County that are struggling with the lousy internet situation and they can't get their data to the cloud, we also offer backup rotations. We offer site-to-site backups, and we also offer fireproof IO safes where you can at least, you know, protect your data in the event of a fire or other disaster.
So you would recommend both people, if they can, put it on the cloud, but also have a physical, you know, they have those not removable hard drives, but separate hard drives that you can connect via USB.
Absolutely. Yeah. The 3 copies of your data, the first copy is the copy that you're using. So, you know, the first copy is your laptop or is your phone or maybe is your camera, but that's, you know, the original copy is your first copy. What we like to do is back up all of that data to an appliance, either an external hard drive or a network attached storage device. So that makes our second copy. But the thing is, that second copy is still in the same household or business as the first copy. So then we take the first original copy, we copy it to an appliance, and then we take that appliance and clone it or replicate it offsite. That gives you 3 copies of the data, your original, your storage appliance, and then the cloud.
So once again, just to ramp things up, put a nice bow on this edition of Ask Mr. Quantum. If one of our listeners is listening to this podcast right now at DoorCountyDailyNews.com and going, oh, darn, I don't know if I'm protected right now, what should they do and how can you help them?
Sure. Well, you can check us out online at quantumpcs.net and get an idea for the solutions we provide. But if you'd like to make an appointment or discuss one-on-one, you know, what your situation is and the best way to handle it, you can give us a call, 920-256-1214, and we can kind of step you through the process. We'd really like to meet you, you know, proactively before you actually have an issue. Regretfully, a lot of our clients become our clients after something bad already happens, and sometimes, you know, they're carrying their laptop into the store, and it's very upsetting time, and data may be lost and things like that. You know, we would rather talk to you before that happens, put some preventative and proactive measures in place instead of just trying to, you know, scramble and react to the problem like we're seeing with these large ransomware attacks across the nation. So, you know, before disaster strikes, let's get the machine secured and backed up. And then if you ever did have any problem in the future, you've already got those safeguards in place. You can just execute on your contingency plan.
And a good way to do that, those computer checkups, computer tune-ups, I should say. Tell us a little bit, and before we go, tell us what goes into those once again.
You bet, absolutely. We will physically clean out your computer, which is nice to get all the fans cleaned out and everything moving and cooling things down properly. And then we start to look through the programs and just the junk that accumulates on your computer from being on the internet and using it. So we kind of clean through that up. And we can help you organize files, things like that. We can talk to you about different programs that are on there. Is this necessary? Is that necessary? And then we do go through and make sure the computer is up to date and that you do have an active and up-to-date antivirus working as well.
For all your tech questions, make sure you contact Quantum PC located in Sturgeon Bay, or you can even email us here at news@DoorCountyDailyNews.com, and we'll pass along. Maybe your question will be answered on the next edition of Ask Mr. Quantum, a new radio production.